Docs Union. I hope that you are having a great and meaningful day. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 11th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, or someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, a birthday, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'd like to thank all of you who joined us yesterday for the Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks and Rabbi Ephraim program that was moderated by Rabbi Stephen Weil on the topic of the Jewish people in a post-corona world finding hope beyond the darkness. It was an absolutely fascinating conversation, and to date, over 8,000 people have viewed the program, and the number keeps climbing. If you missed it or would like to watch it again, please visit together.ou.org. That's together.ou.org. I would like to bring to your attention another OU featured program happening tomorrow morning to commemorate Yom HaShoah. Rabbi Lau, the former chief rabbi of Israel and a child survivor of the horrific Nazi extermination camps, will be speaking at 11:50 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, on the topic of bearing witness to history. For more information, please reference the OU email today, OU Today. On behalf of EOU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Ari Dembitzer, Mor D'Asra of Beth Israel Synagogue in Omaha, Nebraska. That's right, there are Orthodox Jews even in Omaha. That's one of the things that I really love about these daily Chizuk and Tehillim calls. It's all of us having the opportunity to learn together with so many of our amazing rabbis from all over the country. But I digress. I'm honored to introduce Rabbi Dembitzer to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Dembitzer reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Lamed. That's 20, 27, and 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Dembitzer will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsively or pausing between each pasuk, so that all of us on the call can say it together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Dembitzer to please recite the perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and in English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us can turn to the right page. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Dembitzer will recite the Mishaberach L'Cholim, the welfare prayer for those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Dembitzer will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are praying for. If you do not know someone's Hebrew name, it is okay to say it in English. Following the Mishaberach, Rabbi Dembitzer will conclude with Achenu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call. And with that, b'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Dembitzer.
Well, shalom aleichem. Thank you, Reb Naftali, and thank you for the entire OU for your holy work that you're doing and for the incredible opportunity and honor for me to be a tiny part of that. Yes, we have Orthodox Jews in Omaha, and it's very strong. So, we try to give strength to each other, and to myself included, this week we go from the month, the Hebrew month of Nisan, to Iyar, and we bring in this month of Iyar. And I saw an idea from the Sachut Sheva Rebbe, the Shem Mishmuel, who explains that every month in Judaism, every Hebrew month corresponds to a tribe of Israel. So, as an example, the first month of the year, Nisan, in which we are now leaving and exiting, corresponds to Reuven, Reuben, the first son of the first tribe of Israel. Iyar, the second month that we're approaching, corresponds to Shimon, the second, or Simon, Shimon. But the Shem Mishmuel, the Sachut Sheva Rebbe, explains that the corresponding tribes and their names really give us a perspective, a deeper perspective about what those months are supposed to represent. So he explains that Reuven, Nisan, has the holiday of Pesach, Passover. And Pesach, we know, God is obvious. We see open miracles. Things are right in front of our eyes. We don't have to look very far. We don't have to listen deeply. We just have to look and open up our eyes. But there's the month of Iyar, and Iyar corresponds to Shimon. Shimon has different than Reuven. Reuven means to see. Shimon means to hear. But to hear is not obvious. And to hear, sometimes I have to bend my ear to be able to hear something clearly. When I am approaching the month of Iyar, Iyar is not obvious. Iyar, the miracles of God are not open, are not miraculous. I have to be deep. I have to go beyond the surface. And he explains that that's why some of the chagim, some of the holidays of Iyar, well, he was talking about Lag Ba'Omer and perhaps Pesach Sheni, and some other people commemorate a Yom HaAtzma'ut or tomorrow a Yom HaShoah. These are difficult days. They're not obvious godly miracles. And some of them are incredibly painful. But yet, if I go deeper and I try to listen and I try to really go deeper, I can listen and I can hear perhaps what is God's message for me. But I want to go a step further. Rabbi Cook explains that the month of Iyar is between Nisan and Sivan. The Hebrew month of Sivan has also Shavuos, receiving of the Torah. Pesach, Nisan, has the Jewish people becoming a nation. But what connects the two is the month of Iyar. To be deep, to listen, to not just say, oh, God is present in the obvious, but to be profoundly deep and to be able to be sensitive to what is it that God wants from me. That is the month of Iyar. But Iyar, says Rav Kook, has both the power of Nisan and Sivan. The time is not just to go from Nisan to Sivan, but Iyar, this Hebrew month, has the power and has the blessings and has some of the positive of Nisan and some of the positive of Sivan. And I was thinking about myself, my own journey today in these difficult times that we're living in. You know, if we would know when this would end, if we would know when this coronavirus would come to an end and would go back to our lives as normal, it might be easier for some. You know, first and foremost, everybody I'm sure on this call knows somebody who passed away from this devastating illness. And that's number one. We pray for those to feel better. And for those who unfortunately and tragically lost their lives, we pray that their soul eternally lives on and affects this world. But for the rest of us, for the rest of us who have been very much inconvenienced and our finances have been drained and we don't know what's going to be with work and we're home with our kids or we haven't seen our grandkids in so long, it is really, really desperate and really difficult for us that we don't know when it's going to end. But I think there's a blessing in that, and I think there's an opportunity in that. When I don't know when something is going to end, then I make the time, the most of the time that I'm in. If I knew that in 2 weeks from now everything's going to go back to normal, I'm going to prepare for that time. I'm going to invest for that time. But if I don't know when it's going to end, then I make the most of the time that I'm in. So it's true, there are people on this call who are grandparents who desperately want to see their kids. Maybe it's a time to reevaluate my relationship with my grandkids. Maybe it's time to write a letter. Maybe it's time to refocus on everything that we belong to in the past and to make it not superficial, to make it deep. So the month of Iyar is not just a connection between Nisan and Sivan. It's not just connecting Pesach and Shavuos. It's not connecting the past and the future. But it's being present in the moment and understanding that maybe because we don't know when things are going to end, we have to make Monday be the best Monday of our lives. We have to recognize and reevaluate the relationships. We have to reevaluate everything that's in our lives. And perhaps there's a blessing. It might be a silver lining. It might be very thin and it might be very, very dim. But we have to recognize that this is an opportunity and this perhaps can be a blessing for so many of us. May we merit to make the most out of these days and not prepare for a future, but really live in the moment and really make sure to make this moment last forever. May in the merits of our taking responsibility for today and living in the moment, may all those who are ill feel better. May all those who have been so severely impacted by this get better. And in the merit of Am Yisrael, of the nation of Israel, and the world really becoming inconvenienced to protect the vulnerable, something that's so inspiring and so amazing to see how people want to be there for somebody else. May the merit of this unity, this achdus, this strength, this inspiration, make God stop this plague from spreading. Thank you very much for listening to my message, and we will continue with Psalms with the Hillel. Going to be starting in Tehillim, Psalm 20. Saf. La menatseach mizmor l'David. Yancha adenoi biyom tzara. Yisagef hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezricha mikodesh. Umitzion yisodeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha. Biolasecha yishdash neselo. Yitein lecha kilvavecha, yivichol atzotcha yimale. Miranina vishua secha, vishem Eloheinu didit gol, yimale adonai kom yishalo secha. Ata yadati, ki hoshi adonai mishicho. Yaneu bishme kadisho, figvuro seisha yimino. Eile bareches, yeile basusim, banachnu bishem adinai eloeinu naatke. Hema karu vinafalu. Vanachnu kamnu vani sodod. Adonai Hoshia Hamelech yaneinu miyom koreinu. Going to now go to 27 Chaf Zayin. Medavid Adonai, Ori v'yishi mimira, Adonai mos chayai mimi efcha. Bikrov alai mireim lecholes b'sari, tzorai v'oi v'aili, heima koshu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane, Lo yira libi, takum alai milchama b'zos ani boteach. Acha shoal pime es adunai osa vakesh. Shifti v'veis adunai kol yimei chayai. Lachzos b'noam adunai. Ulevaker becholo, ki espineni v'suko v'om ra'o, yastireni v'seiser aholo, v'tzor yirom imeni, v'yata torum roshi, Aloi vai sevivo sai, yes vichaba lo zivchei surua, shira vazamra ladunai. Shema Adonai Kol Yekra Bichoneni Vahaneni Nechomar Libi Bakshufanoi Esvanech Adonai Avakesh Al Taster Ponecha Mimeni Al Tat Bi'af Avdecha Izrasi Ha'isa Al Tichei Li Al Tazveini Eloheishi Avivi Mi Azaruni Vadino Yasafeini Reini Adonai Darkecha Necheini Bi Orach Nishar Liman Shoy Miroi Al Titneini Menefes Toroi Tomu Bi Ede Sheke Bi Feyachomo Lule Amati Leros Bituvadai Noi Yeret Chaim Kavei El Adonai Chazak Bi Amet Libecha Kavei El Adonai. Going to go to 130 Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalo Mima makim krasi chaduna Adoino ishma bikolit yanos nachakashuvos lekol tachanuna Ima boyanos tishvaya adoino mi amor kim krasi chalimahan tivorei Visi Adonai kisa nafshi v'livaro folti Nafshi l'Adonai shomim laboker Shomim laboker Yachel Yisrael el Adonai Kimadino yachetzev arbeheim ofidus Who Yifdesh Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. At this point, as Rav Naftali mentioned, I'm going to make a Misha Berach. I'm going to pause. Those who have anybody in mind that they will be davening for, please insert their names when I pause. Have in mind of those cholim, all those who are ill, amongst all those in Israel and the world.
Misha Beirach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov Moshe Aharon David Ushlomo Hu Yivareich Birape Sacholim. Babu Shakola call Mispalil in Babura Iskarze Akadush Borhuyemale Rachamimale Lachlimum Lurapusum Ulachzikum Uliachiosum Via Ishlachlem Mera Rufuash Lema Minashamayim Lurmach Ivorov Ushisagidov Bitoch Shar Chole Yisrael, Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGof, Hashtav Agalo Bizman Karim, Binomar Amen.
Now I'm going to be reciting Achenu, that the nation of Israel is united in good times and unfortunately in difficult times, but in the merit of our unity, may we see the difficult times be overturned very soon to joyous times. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנשואים בצרה ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומעשיהם לליאורה, ומי שאיבוד לגאולה. השתא בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Debitzer. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, and may the Rabboni Sholom, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Michael Davies of Congregation Dor Tikva in Charleston, South Carolina. This concludes today's call. As always, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.